Before we get into today's episode, I just wanted to let you know that my latest book, Dwell on These Things, is now available in stores and online. The book is a 31-day challenge to talk to yourself like God talks to you. And if you're up for that kind of challenge, I think you'll find the book helpful. I think now is a great time for us to replace feelings of discouragement with a sense of God's goodness, to practice seeing ourselves in the loving way God sees us, to exchange negative self-talk for gospel-saturated truth, and to learn to face each day with hope in our hearts. There's a link to the book in this episode's description, and if you want to take a sneak peek at the first three chapters, just head over to desirejesus.com and take a look. You're listening to the Chapter a Day audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Matthew chapter 20. And we'll be reading from the Contemporary English Version. As Jesus was telling what the kingdom of heaven would be like, he said, "Early one morning, a man went out to hire some workers for his vineyard. After he had agreed to pay them the usual amount for a day's work, he sent them off to his vineyard. About 9 that morning, the man saw some other people standing in the market with nothing to do. He said he would pay them what was fair if they would work in his vineyard. So they went. At noon and again about 3 in the afternoon, he returned to the market. And each time he made the same agreement with others who were loafing around with nothing to do. Finally, about 5 in the afternoon, the man went back and found some others standing there. He asked them, 'Why have you been standing here all day long doing nothing?' 'Because no one has hired us,' they answered. Then he told them to go work in his vineyard. That evening, the owner of the vineyard told the man in charge of the workers to call them in and give them their money. He also told the man to begin with the ones who were hired last. When the workers arrived, the ones who had been hired at 5 in the afternoon were given a full day's pay. The workers who had been hired first thought they would be given more than the others. But when they were given the same, they began complaining to the owner of the vineyard. They said, 'The ones who were hired last worked for only 1 hour, but you paid them the same that you did us. And we worked in the hot sun all day long.' The owner answered one of them, 'Friend, I didn't cheat you. I paid you exactly what we agreed on. Take your money now and go. What business is it of yours if I want to pay them the same that I paid you? Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Why should you be jealous if I want to be generous?' Jesus then said, 'So it is. Everyone who is now first will be last, and everyone who is last will be first.'" As Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, he took his 12 disciples aside and told them in private, "We are now on our way to Jerusalem, where the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the teachers of the law of Moses. They will sentence him to death, and then they will hand him over to foreigners who will make fun of him. They will beat him and nail him to a cross, but on the third day he will rise from death." The mother of James and John came to Jesus with her two sons. She knelt down and started begging him to do something for her. Jesus asked her what she wanted, and she said, "When you come into your kingdom, please let one of my sons sit at your right side and the other at your left." Jesus answered, "Not one of you knows what you are asking. Are you able to drink from the cup that I must soon drink from?" James and John said, "Yes, we are." Jesus replied, "You certainly will drink from my cup, but it isn't for me to say who will sit at my right side and at my left. That is for my Father to say." When the 10 other disciples heard this, they were angry with the two brothers. But Jesus called the disciples together and said, "You know that foreign rulers like to order their people around, and their great leaders have full power over everyone they rule. But don't act like them. If you want to be great, you must be the servant of all the others. And if you want to be first, you must be the slave of the rest. The Son of Man did not come to be a slave master, but a slave who will give his life to rescue many people. Jesus was followed by a large crowd as he and his disciples were leaving Jericho. Two blind men were sitting beside the road, and when they heard that Jesus was coming their way, they shouted, "Lord and Son of David, have pity on us." The crowd told them to be quiet, but they shouted even louder, "Lord and Son of David, have pity on us." When Jesus heard them, he stopped and asked, "What do you want me to do for you?" They answered, "Lord, we want to see." Jesus felt sorry for them and touched their eyes. Right away they could see, and they became his followers. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege that it is to be able to look at it together today. And Lord, we're grateful for the fact that you have opened our eyes and opened our hearts to be able to see our need for you. Lord, we were lost. We were on our way to an eternity apart from you. But Lord, you intervened in our lives. You took away our spiritual blindness, and you allowed us to see. And Lord, by your grace, as you've enabled us to do so, we've walked away from the old life that we lived, and now we're walking with you and toward you as you empower us to be your people who trust you, love you, and serve you. Lord, we're grateful for all of these things. We're grateful for your goodness. We're grateful for your blessings. We're grateful for your kindness and the fact that you took pity on us and you've intervened on our behalf. We thank you, Lord, for your life, for your death, and for your resurrection, and for the blessing of having new life through faith in you. We commit ourselves to you today, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. What kind of difference would it make if you could spend the next 31 days of your life seeing yourself from God's eyes? My newest book, Dwell on These Things, will help you do just that. Every day, our hearts and minds fill with messages about ourselves, about the world, and about God, messages that we replay in our minds again and again. Some of those messages are accurate and helpful, but some are the exact opposite of the truths that the Lord wants us to embrace. In Dwell on These Things, I'm going to show you how you can replace feelings of discouragement with a sense of God's goodness, how you can practice seeing yourself in the loving way God sees you, how you can exchange negative self-talk for positive biblical messages, and how you can learn to face each day with hope in your heart. To pick up your copy of Dwell on These Things, please visit desirejesus.com/dwellonthesethings, where you'll find links to order it from your favorite retailer.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian Prayer Meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian Prayer Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.